get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top.
Me.
The host and star of the Snake Pit.
Twin Peaks.
So, yeah. With this rash of celebrity death news that we've had, it was not lost on me the immense connections that the ticket has to a lot of these guys. I was lucky enough to interview Kris Kristofferson a handful of years ago. I'm not going to play the interview for you. At some point, maybe down the road, there'll be some interesting little tidbits from that.
At the time of your choosing.
At the time of my choosing. As I mourn. Thank you.
We need to let you heal first.
Yeah.
It's too painful right now.
But, and Pete Rose dying, and of course, anytime I hear the name Pete Rose, I think of Pete Rose's sister. Like, that's, I can't get that out of my head. But
they were inseparable.
John Amos, the great John Amos, the noted actor over the last 50 years of film, television, from Good Times, from Roots, from Coming to America to Die Hard 2, of course.
Of course.
John Amos was part of one of the stranger moments that I ever can remember on the ticket. And it was at the very end of his interview, and he was on with Bad Radio. He was on with you and Dan, and I think Donovan was on the show at the time, too. And John Amos was, oddly enough, promoting a song or an album that he did. I guess he fancied himself a singer, and so why not? Let's have John Amos on.
And yeah, so, you're going to have to tell me how what happened here, because...
All right, so this is the very end of the interview in which John is doing his liner. And then one of the odder moments ever transpires.
This is John Amos, and when I'm in Nashville, I never listen to Bob and Mary.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right, done. Man.
Perfect.
Thanks very much. We'll go to iTunes, go to our website, and buy that John Amos CD. Thanks a lot, man.
I'm standing right here with the co-author of the song, the co-writer, a young man who I don't know what the heck was in his mind when he wrote about We Were Hippies, because he's much too young to have remembered it. Eric Cash, the son of Gene Cash, my producer. Maybe you'd like to say a couple words to Eric.
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
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 What are you doing it in there?
Hello?
I handed it to Tom. He's Man. Gone?
Did all that just really happen?
It's unbelievable.
Boy, you are slow on the uptake, Tom.
I thought you wanted to do an on-air bit.
No,
you're just pointing
I wanted,
at me like you wanted me to jump on and do the interview.
Yes,
dude.
I wanted you to pick up the phone
but
and
off
just
the
pretend.
Air. Okay.
Bob,
well,
you all right?
How would he have known we were up here?
You tired?
So confusing. The interview is over. Yeah, I'm standing next to a buddy of mine who, he went to Wendy's one time too. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, and so the thought was that we could talk to him, but it's really Tom not really on the air, and then we go on. Tom has no idea what Dan's trying to.
Neither do you, because you're like,
no,
hello.
I'm actually running around.
Are you playing radio?
Yes, I am running back and forth because it's such chaos and having a good time amusing myself.
Hello?
Right.
Hello?
Right. That's exactly what I was doing.
So I remember, okay, I thought I was actually part of that interview. Now I know that I was driving in, jumping up and down in my car, cheering for chaos.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to the co-writer of whatever song that we don't give a damn about that you're promoting. Okay, so that's weird. But not as weird as, and RIP John, indeed.
Indeed.
Not as weird as the Dikembe Mutombo RIP interview that, once again, Bad Radio aired.
Gosh.
There was the
Nothing But Bangers.
Oh, my God.
Like that was a liner from live interview.
Well, no, that was us walking up to Dikembe at the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight at the Pyramid in Memphis.
Not an interview, just trying to get a liner.
We're just getting liners after the fight, after our leader Mike Tyson might have taken an L in Memphis.
Memphis. So Dikembe Mutombo was offered up, and this would have been in probably 2010. I don't know what year this was, 10, 11, something like that. But at the time, we had a board op that worked here named Michael Gruber. You probably have heard him referenced as Groobs. Groobs was not known as a strong broadcaster or a strong interviewer, for that matter. He was known as a guy that could really kick ass, play drops, and make the show sound better via the board opposition.
Not unlike Ham.
Ham's a little more adroit at things than Groobs is, I do believe.
Mm.
From a broad, well. So, you guys got a phone call from someone offering up Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do it live. And so you didn't want to do it. And so.
I worked with a guy who did not like to pre-record interviews for any reason, anytime. And I saw where he was leaning, and I just said, yeah, I agree.
Sure.
So we occasionally said, if somebody on the crew would like a shot at this, please do, and we'll play it.
Well, you gave Michael Gruber the interview for Dikembe Mutombo, and I'm telling you, this is the craziest thing I have ever heard. First off, the first 3 minutes that you played on the radio were Tom Gribble, your producer at the time, and Groobs trying to make the connection. 3 minutes of a connection, which I have whittled all the way down to just a few seconds. But there was such chaos from the jump. Groobs knows nothing about Dikembe Mutombo except for the fact that you guys tried to get a liner from him at a Mike Tyson fight, all right?
Oh, no.
And Dikembe Mutombo is promoting World Hunger Week, in which he's trying to feed 1 billion people because he's the greatest humanitarian sports has ever known.
Sure.
He's awesome. Groobs has no interest in this. Admitted to you guys, I don't even want to do this. So here is the craziest interview we've ever aired before on the radio station. Groobs and Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe, I apologize. I'm not able to hear you right now.
Can you hear me now?
Turns on.
Boy, we have Kip Keno breaking out.
Technical problem. We can't hear Dikembe at all. Can you hear? Hey, Rob.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
No problem. We can hear you loud and clear on this end.
All right, beautiful. Well, I guess we're ready again.
You're ready? I'm going to put him back online.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Dikembe, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, sorry about that delay, man.
No problem.
All right, I hope you're doing okay. I guess my first question is, you've actually had an encounter with one of our hosts about 7 years ago now.
All right, pause it right there. The first question is not about like welcome, would you like to whatever you're promoting or your NBA, any of it. It's, well, one time you met someone that I work with and he's trying to figure out this stupid liner thing.
I guess my first question is, you've actually had an encounter with one of our hosts about 7 years ago now. And we actually wanted to see if you might remember this by any chance.
What's that?
Okay, so here we go. Let me see if you can hear this.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's so tense.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Oh,
all right, apparently you can't hear that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, basically you had an encounter with one of our hosts, and
okay, so now we're going to
just we kept trying to get a radio liner from you, you know, saying like, hey, this is Dikembe Mutombo, and I never listened to bad radio on.
Did you guys think of mentioning that it was the Tyson fight? He might remember that more than.
I didn't remember that part of the story.
Yeah. All right. This is excruciating.
I never listened to bad radio on the ticket. But you were, I think, it was before a game, you were on the court, and we were just trying to get that liner from you, and I guess you said you had a situation with your wife. Do you remember if that ever got resolved?
Oh, no.
I don't know what was up. Maybe trying to get my wife a ticket or what.
Okay, that might have been it. Well, right, I guess, would you like to...
How's the interview going so far?
The chemistry is amazing.
Not great.
After 3 minutes of trying to make contact, then you bring up something that he's clearly not going to remember, so you try to jog his memory with audio that doesn't work, then you explain... then you
reenact it.
Yes, you reenact it.
But you have all the details wrong.
All of them wrong. Every bit of it's wrong.
Yeah.
And so, all right, well, now at least let's talk about your little hunger thing.
Okay, that might have been it. Well, I guess, would you like to try doing that radio liner now?
Jeez.
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, no. This is so bad.
Did Tom help you with questions at all, or no? He just said you come up with
questions. Just, hey, show up here, and here's the info on what Dikembe's plugging, and have fun. Well, I guess I also want to make sure we get this in before... you know, we get too far along. You're basically promoting the Taco Bell.
So you gave up your liner. You didn't get the liner.
I got it.
Stand by.
Okay, all right.
We get too far along. You're basically promoting the Taco Bell and the World Food Program.
Not Taco Bell.
Okay, and I guess it's for Hunger Relief Week, which is next week.
Next week, yes.
Okay, cool. And do you have any more details on it? Because that's really all I have.
Wait, pause.
Oh, I have a lot of detail.
Do we have to?
Are you sitting between two ferns by any chance?
I just about asked him if he likes websites.
Wow. Okay.
Any more details on it? Because that's really all I have.
Oh, I have a lot of detail. Is there any question you can ask me? Uh-oh. You know, why we're raising all this money? Why we're doing this? How many people we're trying to feed?
How many are you trying to feed?
Oh, we are trying to provide at least 160 million meals and save the life of at least 4 million people worldwide.
Wow, that is awesome. And how do we go about...
wow, that is awesome.
Do we...
we're asking people to go to Taco Bell or go to the drive-thru and donate $1 to provide 4 meal a day for people around the world. You know, after all this catastrophic that we are seeing, we already have more than 1 billion hungry people around the globe, and there will be another additional almost 100 million people that will come out in the need of food this year because our war is happening with a natural disaster, with a tsunami, typhoon, no drop of rain in the south side of Africa, so more people will go hungry this year than we haven't seen before. So we in America... I think despite our recession, I think we are lucky enough to provide even $1 a year to those people so they can have the food on the table a day.
Well, that is an awesome cause.
Oh,
so
poor guy.
Donate more.
If you want, you can donate more. You can do that through the windows of Taco Bell or walk inside.
Pause. So your follow-up is, are you allowed to donate more?
Yep.
Like, is this the one charity that has
that $1
is a cap?
They have a donation cap.
Oh, no. Hey, take $2. No. We only want one. That's it.
Boy, that insight. That's nice.
Thanks.
Just said you came in my tumbo, send me.
Well, that is an awesome cause, and I want to try playing this audio for you one more.
Oh, okay. So,
gosh,
back to the audio.
You're gonna try it again.
Hells yeah. I want to try playing this audio for you one more time.
Let me
know if you can hear this.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm still not getting it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess before I let you go, I do want to try and get the liner from you. And all you have to say is,
so defeated.
This is Dikembe Mutombo, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Okay, go on.
All right, we're taping it now if you're ready to go with it.
Hello, listener. This is Dikembe Mutombo. I never listen to Bob on the radio on the ticket.
That is awesome, man.
Holy cow.
So,
was that an easy listen, do you think?
Groobs brought up three things. One, trying to play the liner that didn't work. Two, whatever this little thing is you're trying to do, charity-wise.
Something about hungry people.
Yeah. Three, let's try the audio again. Four, bye.
Number one.
With 3 minutes of dead air, basically, trying to get in touch with him. It is unbelievable that that got aired, but I am so glad that it did.
Boy, that show really fed off unlistenable audio.
Oh, God, dude. Grooms, what is he doing? What was he doing?
Do you think we really focused on momentum?
God.
Man.
It was epically uncomfortable the entire time. Yeah, so what if they wanted to donate more than $1?
No, sir.
No.
He does the
No.
Too much money, Dad. Too much money.
Man, I hate that he died. That's...
Well, yeah, touching tribute.
Well, I...
Our apologies to the Mutombo family.
Yes, we're sorry.
We're now playing the game of do we hate or do we not hate that somebody died?
We hate it.
I hate that Dikembe died.
We hate it that Dikembe Mutombo died.
And I hate brain cancer.
Luckily, yes, you're the one that hates brain cancer. Luckily,
I've always said that, Corby.
We have the interview with Groobs that will live on forever.
Brain cancer, gray.